insurance department is held on surety oversight board meeting of 2020.
He's trying to find a place to park.
Anybody had a chance to review our minutes and the motion to adopt them?
All move to approve.
All second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So Tracy, I guess you're going to give us a summary report?
There is, as far as the licensing report, there's nothing to report.
Okay.
And Danny is new and he is taking over for Patrick and he will give you the accounting.
Terrific.
Daniel Schunkel, new finance director. Nice to meet everybody.
Yeah.
Revenues, I apologize. So if there's specific questions, I may have to get back to you if there's in-depth as it relates to revenue and or expenditures. But overall, the revenues that have come in to date through the first and second quarter are $5,000 and expenditures of about $3,020.82. And the cumulative fund balance right now is right at about $38,228.52.
So just so I understand this clearly, our expenditures for quarter four of 2019 were $3,020, is that correct?
Right about, actually a little less than that. It was for the second quarter, it would be right around $1,800, a little less than $1,900 that was expended in that the fourth quarter.
Yes.
At the last meeting, we agreed that Patrick was going to start doing the comparison between current years and past years. And that, so Danny, could you maybe start looking at
absolutely
that down?
And the purpose for that is we're at the board and in industry, we're trying to kind of grasp what traditional expenditures are so that we can maybe strike a balance between revenues and expenditures and all that. So that's
The prior year, or would you like, we can go back maybe a 3-year average of the last
If you could give us the last 3 years and then
sure.
You know, from then on, just do last year versus this year.
Happy to do that.
Because then we've got kind of a history there.
Sure,
so.
Happy to do that.
Great. Thank you.
I remember when Dan was just a young punk. It was just a,
he was just starting out.
Mr. Oda and I used to work together on the I was the legislative fiscal analyst, and so we have some history as well.
Did a good job.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you, and we appreciate your input here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's pretty much our financial report, and Tracy's given us our enforcement, so that brings us to new business. I would like some, you know, just to touch on something. We're missing Kathy Burton here, and I've just heard from the grapevine that she's moved.
She's resigned.
She's resigned. And so I guess the anticipation will be that you'll hire somebody new in her place or will fulfill her role for the bail bond industry. Is that the plan? Or?
We will replace her.
Really?
Whether we'll have somebody who does specifically bail or if it will be distributed throughout my division has yet to be determined.
And I really have no facts on the information. Like I said, I just heard through the grapevine. When did she resign?
Friday was her last day.
Oh, it was just very recently then. I'm curious, will she be able to still be reached through her email or anything like that? You know?
No. So any emails that was. There was some indication that at our last meeting that people were going to email their conflict of interest forms to Kathy. So I am trying to get access to her account. So if they're in there, I will be able to grab them. So, but anything there should be, I know I've tried to send emails to that account and it tells me that it's down. So hopefully that's the case and that nothing's sitting out there. But as soon as I have access, I'll be able to tell.
And my interest was is if anybody had any pending business that they thought they had to have with her, maybe they should know the new avenue. And also, I've enjoyed working with her over the years, and I wouldn't mind. I'm thanking her for her service. That's basically all I'd like to add.
So if you have questions, you can call my division, and our direct dial number is 801-538-3035. You can ask
the
question.
I'm sorry, can you give me the last four digits?
Sure, 3035. So if you'll just, you know, you can ask any of my staff your question. If they don't have the answer, they'll ask if they can give you a call back. They'll do some research for you.
Terrific.
Okay.
And then will somebody send out an email or something when there's a new contact person, or?
If we, as I said, we haven't decided if we're going to have a Bell-only person,
okay,
or if it will just be my staff.
Okay.
So that we'll handle it, and it will,
okay,
just kind of be distributed as the rest of the PNC industry is.
Perfect.
It's kind of a complex issue, and so it'll be good to have one person kind of oversee, make sure everybody's up to stuff.
A transition, yeah.
Yeah, we'll work on that. So we haven't decided yet if we'll have one person specifically,
yeah,
for just Bell.
Yeah, you can still have the staff, you know, involved with everything, but what I'm saying is have one person be the key person, so that if we've got issues, we're not jumping all over the place trying to find who we need to talk to.
Right.
Would you anticipate very long before you replace her position?
Oh, these positions are difficult to replace, so we're working on the recruitment right now.
Yeah. Months, I guess, is that kind
of?
Oh,
gosh, I hope not.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We post, we usually have to post for 2 weeks. We have to go through an interview process. It could take a month easy, maybe a month and a half, but I mean, that's if we're, but we are right on it, trying to get somebody back in.
Thanks, Tracy. We'll move on to old business unless there's any new business that you would like to address. Doesn't look like it. So old business, conflict of interest forms. And Tracy, we've had them included in all of our folders here, so
yeah.
Basically, I guess we should fill them out and get them back to you.
Yeah, you can send them to me or you can send them to Steve. Steve has received one. I don't know if Kathy had them. Like I said, if you emailed them to her, I haven't been able to verify. So if you did, I will see if I can get in there and find them.
Let's just have everybody resend.
But if you would like to resend them, you can resend them to me.
Let's do that. That just makes everything simple.
Yeah.
You don't have to go.
If you send one in, it would probably be a good idea.
So do you want that directly to you then, Tracy?
Yeah.
All right, so give me your...
It's a long one. It's T like Tracy, and then my last name. It's K-L-A-U, S like Sam, M like Mary, E-I-E-R, @utah.gov.
T-K-L-A-U-S-M-E-I-E-R.
No other business on the agenda.
Have we covered everything that, any issues that have been resolved from the last meeting?
Not that I'm aware of, other than
the only thing I could find was making sure
right.
Dan does the comparisons.
Well, unless there's something else anybody would like to bring up, I'll ask the motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Well, that was fun.
I just thought
we didn't get to talk.
I thought we better be going before it's snowing.